This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Guys, now we have on the phone our next guest with us. It's Kiara Thorburn, who is got a show at the Alex called A Thesis. However, I think her background is actually more from circus arts.
It is.
So we'll probably find out a little bit more about that when we bring Kiara. Now, welcome to the show, Kiara.
Oh, hi, David and Neil. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. As good as we can be, anyway.
we all try to manage, don't we, as best we can. And why shouldn't we? You know, it's a lovely day out there, and the sun's coming out again too. So we should make the most of it. Now, Kiara, I was just mentioning how now you've got a show called A Thesis at the Alex Theatre. But before we talk about that, we wanted to get a bit of a background on you. Now, I did read that you are actually, I think, circus performer, and you are actually studying some sort of circus arts, isn't it? So, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, how did you get started in the arts, and where did your love for it come about?
Yeah, sure. It's a good question because not many people take me seriously when I say that I've got a Bachelor of Circus, but I do.
Well, we do, definitely, because we know about the studies that happen.
Interviewed many of the, there's the course here in Melbourne that people come from all over the world to be. Have you done that?
Yes, so it's called the National Institute of NICA. And it's the only circus university in Australia. So I graduated from NICA in 2018, and I studied there for 4 years, which is where I did the majority of my physical training in the circus. But I have been performing in the arts and creative industries for like the past, 10 years or something like that.
Yeah. So how hard was it to get into that course? Because, it's very prestigious, isn't it? I did mention that people do come from all over Australia and the world who have interviewed people.
That's true. It is actually one of the only places you can get a full bachelor of circus. And so it is quite a competitive school. They only take 20 to 25 students each year.
Yep.
And so it was pretty difficult to get in. I worked and I trained really hard to get to the level physically as well as mentally to be able to train full time in a such an environment, which is such a physical zone, basically. But it was definitely the best thing that I've ever done for my career and just for my health as a person as well.
Oh, it's okay, fantastic.
Just changed me as a person.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And the thing is, you had to do performances all the way through the course, didn't you? I've been to quite a few of those performances, and they were really great. And they had a theme, and very enjoyable. It was a good night out.
Yeah, it's a lot of the performers that all the students from NICA go on to tour the world and get into all kinds of shows, all kinds of, some people do solo work, some people become ensemble members, some people go to Cirque du Soleil, really big things, cabarets. It can lead you to all kinds of places.
And Kiara, how did you get started in that? I mean, obviously, you obviously must have been performing and loved the circus sort of acts of, and to do the studies. How did you get started and what was your, when you, was your niche, or was there a particular area that you used to perform in? Or?
Yeah, definitely. So when I graduated high school, I went on to study a Bachelor of Art History and Theory, and that was in New South Wales at COFA, which is the College of Fine Arts. And from there, that sort of got me into the arts industry, and then I found a love for circus and juggling and that sort of thing through the circus societies that they had at the university there, and that was about over 10 years ago now. And then that sort of triggered me into getting into this sort of thing, and then I kept exploring it. I went and did another degree in the middle of these two, which was in education, because I thought maybe I should do teaching.
You're sounding like a professional student now, aren't you?
Oh, I 8.5 years. I say I could be a doctor by now, but I'm not. I'm a circus performer. So, yeah, that was the way that I ended up getting into it. And it was like basically ever since I had that first taste of the circus community when I was about 20, I decided that that was what I wanted to do and I was not leaving. You know, I was like, this is it. This is the path for me.
But very smart, but very smart because, you know, like the teaching side of it as well, that, you know, like because you can't sometimes always be performing or injuries could happen as well. So teaching is very smart.
And also, I suppose, lengthens your sort of career in, you know, in the profession. I mean, you know, you're still involved in the industry, aren't you, that you like, obviously, because that's what you've chosen to do. And whether you're performing or you're in the background or you're sort of, you know, behind the scenes or you're teaching, you're still sort of in the industry that you really love to be in, I'm assuming. So
yeah. It's what we have to do, you know, we have to be a jack of all trades, you know, you have to try and be an independent artist, you know, you've got to be making the show, you've got to be producing the show, you have to figure out ways that you can do side hustles like, you know, entertaining, roving, corporate gigs, teaching, just everything that you can to, you know, survive in this industry because it is such a privilege to be in this industry.
Absolutely. What is your connection to the Alex Theatre? Because you actually work out of there, is that right?
Yeah, I do. I've done a bit of an artist-in-residency style thing with them on and off over the past 12 months.
Yeah.
And it's just been excellent. They like to say that I'm their in-house clown.
Alan. Alan would. That sounds like an Alan line to me.
You know him well, obviously.
Well, I do. Yes, I'm the art hunter. I'm not sure if you are aware of the art hunter, but
I am, of course. Right, that makes sense. Yeah,
that's me. I'm the art hunter. I film out of there every week.
Oh, now you're really out of the closet now, aren't you, David? Art hunter is out.
Excellent. Yeah, well, so I've been, you know, working out of there, working on my show when I can, you know, in and out of lockdown, mostly by myself, sometimes when it's possible having an outside eye director come in to assist me with my little lockdown baby, as I like to call it. And the Alex have been so supportive of me. They're really just supporting a whole bunch of artists to basically keep going through this time that we're going through, you know, to be able to come out the other side.
Yeah, and they're doing
creating
a brilliant job. They're absolutely amazing what they're doing. So tell us about this show. It's called The Thesis, the publicity shot is you with all these scripts and books all around you, and pencils sticking out of everywhere from on your head. Is it a thesis of you studying? Is that what it's about?
Well, it's pretty meta, actually. What it is I've created a show which has a character that is an eccentric polymath, a genius, very interesting character that is in their home alone writing their thesis. But in actual fact, the meaning of the show is the thesis is a metaphor for the show. So the show is about the struggles of an artist and the creative process, basically. So I'm visiting themes of, like, inspiration and procrastination, like plagiarism, imposter syndrome, crippling self-doubt, all of these amazing things that come with the creative process, and basically drawing a parallel between academics and artists.
Okay, fantastic. And how is it just you on stage, or have you got other people in the show as well?
Well, I've got an amazing creative team behind me, but it is actually just me on stage. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
So me and a bunch of props, a lot of my apparatuses are disguised as everyday objects. So those pencils that you see in my promo shot are part of a juggling / magic act.
Ooh.
And I've got a table that transforms into a micro theatre. I've got a light which is got a life of its own, we'll put it that way, as well as all of my books. So all of these props play essentially anthropomorphized characters that are helping me along the way while I'm getting distracted and sort of veering away from my work. They're pushing me to keep going and keep creating, making new ideas.
Wow. And how long is the show? How long, you know, each
performance?
So it's
performance. a 50-minute show, no intermission.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of crazy, inspiring and frustrating elements that I think that hopefully we'll all be able to relate to.
Right, and you call yourself more clowning than circus in this?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, I think that clowning is definitely part of circus, but definitely clowning more than acting. So I'm not an actor and I'm not there to be acting. You know, there's no script. It's a physical,
sure,
physical theatre show. So there isn't actually any dialogue, which is good because that helps with accessibility. But my show is rooted in clowning, yes, but sometimes people are a little bit worried about the C word.
yes.
Basically.
It's a different C word, David. Come on.
So it's rooted in improvisation, but also my ability to relate to and to react to my audiences. So clowning is definitely my background and my training,
yeah.
But I'm in this show, it's definitely a physical comedy, and there's lots of elements of surprise throughout the show.
Fantastic. And we mentioned it's at the Alex Theatre, which is on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. When does it open?
So the preview is on the 19th of August,
uh-huh,
which is a Friday night, and yep, then the opening is on the 20th of August. So right, it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right, okay.
And then the following Friday and Saturday. So it's 19, 20 and 21st of August, yep, as well as the 27th and 28th.
All right. Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating. Can't wait to see it. And we look forward to having you back on the show with your next show.
Great. Thanks so much. I'll see you in the studio as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, we might walk past each other and don't even know who each other are.
Well, unless you're dressed as a clown, of course, Kira,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah, with the red nose on
and the big shoes. sorry, am I stereotyping clowns now?
Very much
stereotyping. A little bit, but that's okay.
And your little car, you've got to drive a little car with hoot toot toot.
No, look, in all seriousness, all the best with the show, Kiara.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Kiara Thornburn here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.